Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Take a little time, a little time to think things over. I better read between the lines in case I need it when I'm older. In my life, there's been a heartache and pain.
Everybody, thank you for checking out Team Adam. Click over here to subscribe to the Voice channel so you can be the first to see all the newest performances.
Yeah. It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
This show is made possible by the following sponsors.
Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Check out arthurmurraynaperville.com or give them a call at 630-355-6240. And if you mention the Dolly McCarthy Show, your first dance lesson is absolutely free. The Naperville Trolley Inn Tours has four beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and more. Always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding. Dolly McCarthy Show is also sponsored by Sullivan's Steakhouse, offering guests a unique steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun cocktails, and swinging live music, enticing their guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. Check out sullivanssteak.com. Bergoni's, it's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. They're a small business that is family-owned and operated, and that's not just the best part of it all. They have amazing pizza. Check out the Bocconi's signature pizza, their special pizza, with fresh sausage and fresh basil. Bocconi's.com or 630-717-9530 to order today. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also sponsored by NapervilleAlarm.com. If you want to keep your home or business safe, go to NapervilleAlarm.com. They have everything from 24/7 alarm monitoring to home automation through your smartphone. Monitoring starts at a low price of $19 a month with no contracts. NapervilleAlarm.com, keeping Chicagoland safe since 2000. Is purchasing or refinancing a home part of your fall or winter plans? If so, call the experienced mortgage professionals at Homebridge Financial Services for a free pre-qualification. Interest rates remain at historic lows and home values are on the rise. Their mission is to simplify the mortgage process, and they're proud to be your partner for the path ahead. Give them a call. 630-404-4272 to get started today. Homebridge Financial Services. The Dolly McCarthy is also proudly sponsored by Napier Settlement, where history comes to play. Check out NapierSettlement.org. Check online for all the great events that are coming up on Napier Settlement, or stay tuned, because later in the show, we're going to be talking to our friends at Napier Settlement for all the details on what's happening this holiday season at one of my favorite places on this earth. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also sponsored by Clark Car Care in Naperville, themed after the infamous Clark Griswold vacation movie. Enjoy fresh popcorn in their kid-friendly waiting room. of taking a load off in their massage chair. Mission experts for over 10 years, according to the EPA listing, conveniently located right next door to the Naperville Emissions Testing Center. Matt and his longtime staff will take care of any of your car needs, from a funny noise in the engine to factory maintenance needs. They're also the only repair shop that offers a free roadside membership with any repair. They believe in service you swear by, not at. Mention the Dolly McCarthy Show for a one-time special at $17.95 for an oil change. You heard that right, $17.95 or $27.95 for synthetic. And today, we are going to give away some free oil changes to Clark's Car Care. We got some passes for you. Just send us a message on Facebook and let us know what you love listening, what do you love about the Dolly McCarthy Show, or, hey, how about what are you looking forward to this holiday season? We'll send you a free oil change courtesy of Clark's Car Care. And finally, the Dolly McCarthy Show is also sponsored by First Come Fitness. Do you feel unhappy every morning as you get dressed? Oh, God, I hope not. Do you look back at old pictures and wish that you were that size again? Oh, sometimes I do. Well, it may seem impossible to you, but it's not. You want something? Let's work for it together. Jocelyn Shook from First Come Fitness is available to help you. She is not only a physician assistant, but also a health and fitness coach. Jocelyn with First Come Fitness can assist you in helping you lose those extra pounds that have been adding up over the years. You know it. Jocelyn can help you look and get stronger. She's got great solutions for you. If this sounds like something you want to do, contact Jocelyn Shook from First Come Fitness. She's on the web and on Facebook. Message her to schedule a free consultation.
Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
I love my aunt Dolly.
And I love you too, Jakey. Hey, everybody. Dolly here. You've got the Dolly McCarthy Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. We're live on this beautiful Thursday afternoon in Chicagoland. So am I. But if you're out and about and you can get out there and enjoy it, because something tells me winter's going to hit next week. I just have a feeling it's coming, because the holidays, can you believe it? I think it's, what, how many days till Christmas? I don't want to remind you. Are you ready? I'm ready. I'm not ready, but I'm getting ready, and I'm so super excited about this. Lots of things going on in Chicagoland, and a great place to start to bring on the holiday cheer, to enjoy the holidays, is, I've told you guys this before, one of my favorite places on this earth, Napier Settlement in downtown Naperville. They have holiday happenings going on. They've got the Chris Kindle Market happening there, all kinds, and the place is beautifully decorated for the holidays. Naper Lights is there. What better place can you go to and get in the holiday spirit? So we're going to be talking to our good friend Emma at Naper Settlement shortly. But first, this is The Good Show on Blog Talk Radio, on Rivet Radio Network in Chicago, on Tuyville Radio Network, and on WCKG 1530 AM. Hello to all of you 1010 News Talk listeners. Thank you so much. That's the newest network that's been carrying the Dolly McCarthy Show, and it's been so great getting to know those listeners. Thank you very much. I'm the morning gal. Even though this is an afternoon show, they rebroadcast my show in the morning. So good morning to some of you that are listening to the rebroadcast. We're going to have a great show. We've got, as I said, Naper Settlement popping over and telling us a little bit more how they can help you get in the holiday mood. And the one-of-a-kind Chris Kindle Market is coming to Naper Settlement, so super excited about that. The one downtown is super fun, too. But if you live in Naperville and the surrounding community, how nice is this? You get free parking, no hassles of driving downtown. I can't think of a better place to have this market. I'm super excited about it. But this is The Good Show. Thanks for tuning in every week. We have good guests, good topics, and I promise at least one good laugh. And I do welcome your calls. I'll try to get to those calls. 347-945-7215 is the number to call in. Lots of good guests all coming at you. I want to hear some good news from you. What are you planning for the holidays? What's the good word? We've got Thanksgiving coming up next Thursday. The Dolly McCarthy Show is off the air next Thursday. But we'll be back in 2 weeks for another great edition of The Good Show. That's for sure. Later in the broadcast, we have author Herta Feely. She's a co-author of Safe Kids Worldwide and the author of Saving Phoebe Murrow. Yep. It's a book that it's very riveting. I've got the copy here in front of me. I haven't finished it. It's a novel inspired by the tragic story of Megan Meyer. Herta Feely is a longtime activist on behalf of children. Saving Phoebe Murrow, Feely is shining an important light on an increasingly difficult and dark side of modern society and sparking the conversation about bullying's awful consequences in households, classrooms, and book clubs across the country. And we're going to talk to Herta in our second half hour of the show, talk about social media, sexting, cyberbullying, all the things you hear about on social media that our kids are wrapped up in, and how do we keep them safe in this tech-obsessed society? How do we do that? How do we protect them from those quote-unquote mean girls? And what's our role as adults? Do we monitor? This is what I do. I take my kids' phones randomly without notice, and I look at them. I know some people would say, Dolly, you're violating their rights. But guess what? They're not 18. They're not adults yet. They can't handle big people's problems, even though those are problems among kids. Those are big issues, and they need adults to guide them and walk them through and help them get through whatever it is that's happening. And maybe sometimes it's not happening. I've been lucky. I've only had one surprise with my kids, with taking my children's cell phones randomly and looking at them. And even then, it wasn't that bad, I have to admit. But it was involving bullying. And thank God I saw that, and I was able to have a conversation with her. But anyway, the point is that we've got an expert on cyberbullying in this next half hour of the show. And her work with the Megan Meyer Foundation and this book can give us some really valuable tools in how we can parent better and lead and be role models to our children and help them out through bullying or cyberbullying and whatnot. So that's coming up in the second half hour. But it's a good show on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome our friend Emma at Naper Settlement. Hi, Emma. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing, Dolly?
Fantastic. How is it over at Naper Settlement this afternoon? A lot of people walking around on this gorgeous day.
Yes, we have a lot of visitors.
Enjoying the grounds.
Yeah, and we also have Chris Kindle Market setting up. So it's been kind of a crazy week having everyone kind of come in and set up all the tents and the cabins and all that. It's been fun, but very very hectic, but it's been awesome.
Yeah. Oh, I cannot wait for that Chris Kindle Market to happen. That kicks off on the 25th, am I right?
Yes, next Friday.
Not for another week, next Friday. So the day after Thanksgiving. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. What are the hours for the Chris Kindle Market?
It kind of varies, but Thursdays it's 11 to 7, and then Fridays and Saturdays it's open a little later, so 11 to 9 p.m., and then Sundays it's open at 11 and then closes at 6.
Okay, nice. All through the holiday season, right? So Thursday through Sunday, all season long.
Yes, correct. And then it'll change over Christmas week. But those are the main hours, and it's gonna be awesome. I'm sure the weekends will be very busy and just very great
fun. Yeah. Well, you guys are the perfect setting for the Chris Kindle Market. How is that market going to affect everything else that you have going on? And we should dive into some of that stuff. But you're still gonna have all your yearly annual traditions and the decor and the Naper lights, that's also going to be happening, right? This is not in replace of everything you do.
Yeah, so we have our own holiday programs happening. So we always have Naper lights, and that is put on by the Rotary Club of Naperville, the Sunrise Rotary Club of Naperville. And it's really great. You can kind of walk through the lights, and it's beautiful, very sparkly. And that will be free during Chris Kindle Market, same hours, or pretty much same hours. And then we also have our own things around. So we have a glass ornaments exhibit called Merry and Bright happening right now. So we have awesome, pretty antique Christmas ornaments, and it kind of gives you the history of them, and they're from some local Naperville collectors. So it's a really pretty exhibit.
Is that in the Preemption House? Is that in the Preemption
yes.
House, that exhibit?
Yes. Yeah,
oh,
right
okay.
When you walk in, you can go in there, and that'll be free during Chris Kindle Market hours. But if you come outside of Chris Kindle Market hours, you just have to pay the daily admission to get in. So
okay.
That'll be cool. Yeah. And then we also have other things.
So
we have
Chris
Martin
Kindle
Mitchell.
Market. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And then Martin Mitchell
Chris
Mansion
Kindle
Tours.
Market is free, so anybody can go
yeah.
in. It's on the ground. So you just can't go into the buildings unless you pay for the ticket, right?
Yeah. Yes, correct.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and we also have
so the
we'll
glass
have like
ornaments. Let's talk about those glass ornaments. Who are those hand painted or hand?
Yeah,
tell,
I mean,
tell us a little bit more about those. And those for sale?
No, they're not for sale. We have a Naperville couple that has been collecting for the past couple of years. So they kind of collect from a bunch of different countries. So we have some German ornaments, we have some Austrian ornaments, and it kind of just goes into their history and why they made it a certain way and why they used the materials and who used them. And it's kind of a cool Christmas history, I think.
Oh, that is so nice. Now, I noticed online that those are by the Fry family, the Gary and Ginger Fry. They're Napervillians. Are they part of the Fry family, like old Naperville? The Fry Farm and that family?
You know, I'm not sure, but, you know, I wouldn't, I mean, Naperville's so close, I wouldn't put it past it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Oh, that
yeah.
sounds really nice, though. So that'll be really nice to see that exhibit.
Yeah, it's
going to
be beautiful.
In the Preemption House. Very
mm-hmm.
nice.
Yeah. And then we also have a few other things. So we have, we're doing our mansion holiday tours. I don't know if you've ever been on it, but we kind of decorate the mansion and a holiday theme. We're doing this year from the 1910s, and it's going to be beautiful. And it's just going to be $5 a person, but you can kind of get into the mansion and learn all about the history. And it'll just be very pretty and decorated.
Yeah. The Martin Mitchell Mansion is beautiful. I've never been in it, though. With all this holiday decor, I gotta get
yeah.
in there this year.
You'll have
Every
to.
Year,
it's gonna be awesome. We got a sneak peek, and it was cool.
Yeah. Well, tell
yeah.
us something
and then we
that's
also,
in the Martin Mitchell Mansion that was in the style, the Edwardian style, right, of the 1910s. And so
yeah.
the holiday decor, I think, didn't they still have candles on the Christmas trees back then? Can you believe that?
I think
folks?
They did.
Hang candles.
Yes.
Anything that caught your eye that you want to share with us that we must see?
In the mansion?
Yes.
I'm going to say, you know, I'm always a big fan of when people decorate their mantles. And I think the mantle is just the most beautiful. And they use a lot of, like, dried florals and a lot of wreaths and stuff like that. And I think it's just very pretty.
Pretty, yeah. And you can't miss. This is something, Emma, that I've never seen before, only in the Martin Mitchell Mansion, because at the time, that's what they did. They would braid women's hair and make it into a wreath and frame it. And it's in the Martin Mitchell Mansion. Is it still there?
I'm assuming it is, yeah.
That's a sight
yeah.
to see. If
you've never
been to the Martin Mitchell Mansion. Yeah, some of the artifacts or the items in that house. There were shells in the front room from Chicago. I call the front room the living room, the front room. They have shells on the tables, and that signified wealth because these folks actually took trips to beaches. Most people didn't get to do that back then, not around here anyway. And so there's it's very interesting artifacts and things in this home that you must see, in addition, of course, to seeing this holiday. The holiday decor and getting into the spirit and seeing an old house and how beautiful it looks. The Naperville Garden Club decorates that house, and it's just all in its holiday splendor. It's a must-see site, that's for sure. But I should
yeah.
ask. I need to go see it, but I love the mansion. And that's $5 a person to get
yeah.
in that mansion,
yeah.
or would
mm-hmm.
that include admission to all the other houses too?
Just the mansion.
Okay.
Yeah, just the mansion.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the Weed Ladies, aren't they coming back with their holiday floral sale?
Yes, it's going to be, I mean, if you're looking for a great holiday gift, this is the place to go. And they're going to open when Chris Kindle Market opens around there, so November 25th to December 17th on Fridays and Saturdays. And it's free to get in, and you can look at the floral arrangements, and they're just beautiful holiday ones.
Sweet, nice. And then this is something new. I don't think I've ever been to Santa at the Settlement. What is
yes,
that?
Yes, it is. Yeah, so we try to do like a children's program, and this is our new one this year. So it's called Santa at the Settlement, and it's November 26th and also December 17th. We have an opening. Our December 3rd has already sold out. But basically kids can come, meet Santa Claus. We have a bunch of fun activities for them. They can decorate cookies and prepare treats for the reindeers for Christmas Day and do some ornament crafting. And it's just a really fun family activity, and it takes place in the morning on Saturdays.
Oh, that's really, really nice. I like that. That's magical. Oh, yeah. Reindeer treats. Is that with the oatmeal and the glitter?
That's
that
how I've made it before. I don't know how they're going to do it this year, but I would assume so.
And what is this magical reindeer shoes? What's that all about that you can purchase that?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think they're still trying to make sure that they're getting them this year, so I don't think it's a guarantee, unfortunately, anymore. But I think it is kind of like a just some cool things that they can kind of take with them and buy.
Oh, nice. Now, I'm looking online at your website, and there's a picture of the Naper lights from last year, and it's just so beautiful.
It is.
Last year when I went on New Year's Eve, there was snow on the ground. And there was a light snow coming down. There was a wedding going on in the chapel. I think I've talked about this before. And I just thought, wow, it really is a wonderful light. I was heading over to the Rotary Hill, Carillon, for the countdown with the mayor.
Oh, yeah.
And before I did that, I went over and checked out the Naper lights. I didn't have a chance to do that all season. So this year I'm going to really get a head start and get over there early.
Yeah.
But it was so beautiful. It's so beautiful to walk the grounds. And it with all that light and splendor, it's such a magical place that time of year. So don't miss it. Don't miss it. And Mrs. Claus is going to be there. She's part of your History Speaks lecture series.
Yes.
That's adorable.
It'll be fun. She's going to be dressed
Claus.
Up. Yeah, she's just going to be dressed up in her velvet red suit and kind of just talk about her history and her story. We recommend it for 15 and up, so it's not like a children's program, but it's going to be very, very informative and really cool just to kind of hear about her side of the story, you know?
That's interesting. She was first revealed as a character in a book written by Catherine Lee Bates in 1899. And I'm looking online, it says that she's going to be talking about the ups and downs of her marriage and her two identity crises. The dramatic lives of reindeer and how she found love, joy, and the spirit of Christmas with the man in the red velvet suit. Isn't that sweet? Yeah, 15 and up, that's what it's recommended for. Tickets for that are only $10 for adults, $9 for youth, and I don't think it's recommended for anybody younger than that. Youth is 4 to 12, but... and, of course, if you're a member of Naper Settlement, it's a little cheaper, $8 for adult registration. For this event, would you say that you should highly recommend it to register for this event?
Fill
up
definitely.
Pretty quickly, too.
And Santa at the Settlement. I would definitely recommend both those to get your tickets early.
Good advice, Emma. Very good advice. And the way that they can buy tickets, can you go online and get tickets?
I would call.
Is that NaperSettlement.org website?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And you'll have all the information on there, but I would definitely recommend calling.
Mm-hmm. So all the Naper lights are up and they're ready to go?
Yeah.
Or are they still working
they
on
did
that?
It last week. Nope. It's all good to go. So we're ready for next week for everything to start up. And yeah. And we're still looking for volunteers, too.
The glass ornaments. Oh, volunteers? Oh,
yeah.
Now, what do you need volunteers for?
We are looking for volunteers during Chris Kindle Market hours, but mostly for kind of like line monitors and greeters, especially for like our mansion and some maybe wedding support, just like operational support during Chris Kindle Market. So if you kind of want to be a part of the holiday spirit more than just attending, we definitely recommend it. It's a fun time, and you really get to meet a lot of people on the grounds.
Oh, and it's such a magical place, and you just really do get in the spirit just walking around Napier Settlement. And the Chris Kindle Market, that's right. I was wondering if I'm saying it right. If you're not familiar with the one downtown, I'm imagining this is probably going to be very much the same. But like I mentioned, no hassle with parking and commuting and driving and all that jazz. And I know it's going to probably be just as crowded as the one downtown. But still, a quick ride home. But, you know, you still are going to be able to find not only those traditional holiday ornaments that they offer, the wood carvings and all those seasonal favorites, but will there be food? I know the one downtown does the sausage and potato pancakes. Are you guys going to have the strudel and those, oh, the roasted nuts? Are you going to have those roasted nuts?
Yes, we're going to have all of it. We even have one of our walk-in cabins. I can't remember what the vendor is called, but it's a bunch of like savory and sweet treats in there. So it's going to be a really large tent with all of like the desserts that you can eat. It's going to be awesome.
Awesome. Now, Emma, it's been a few weeks since we talked. How did the barn raising go?
It went fantastic.
Fundraiser.
Yes, we raised $244,000. So it was successful
wow.
in our eyes. Yeah.
Oh,
great.
My goodness. That's awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you. We're very happy.
Well, and now for those that have never heard of the barn raising, they're probably wondering, what is Dolly talking about? Can you tell them what that was all about?
Yeah. So
if
we
anybody
are,
wants to still donate to it, they could.
Yeah, they definitely can. We're going to be building our agricultural interpretive center, and it should be done in about 2 years. But basically, we have some antique farming equipment we're putting in there. We're going to do some science and mathematics education programs in there, a lot of exhibits and displays, and really just trying to preserve our farming history from Naperville. So our barn raising benefit was basically to support our center and hopefully raise enough funds to make it a possibility. So if you didn't attend, you can still donate. You can go on our webpage and go to our Ag Center, our barn raising, and it tells you how to donate and really just kind of support the museum and just agriculture.
Absolutely. Amazing. One-of-a-kind barn that you're going to see that's going to be agriculture interpretive center, like Emma said, at Napier Settlement. And it's going to be wonderful for generations of children. You know, there's about 30,000 children a year go through Napier Settlement?
Yes. We have a lot of kids coming through. And the school year is only 9 months, so it's a lot.
It's a great addition to all of that. So let's wrap it up. If you would like to check out all the happenings over at Napier Settlement, the Weed Ladies Winter Sale, the Chris Kindle Market, the holiday happenings, and History Speaks lecture series with Mrs. Claus. You don't want to miss it. Go to napersettlement.org and get all the details right on there. Emma, it's so great to talk to you again, my friend. Say hello to all my friends over at Napier Settlement, and I'll see you very, very soon.
Sounds
Enjoy
good.
This
I hope
great
you
time
soon.
Of year, this beautiful time of year, even though today is like a late spring, early fall day.
Yeah, it's crazy out here.
We're ready. We're ready for it. Thanks, Emma, and happy holidays
cool.
to you. Am I
yeah, happy
to
holidays.
Say that to you now?
You are. I love it, though.
Now.
I'm excited.
I know. Me too. Okay, I'll see you over at the settlement. Thank you.
Sounds good. Thanks, Sally.
Bye-bye. Always good talking to Emma over at the Naples Summit. Lots of great things happening. My God, those people over there, those people, they really know how to have a party. They really know how to bring on the season. It's just so wonderful over there. I can't say enough great things about it. Okay, we got to take a quick short break. We'll play a song for you, and then we'll be back with Herta Feely talking about her book, Saving Phoebe Merle. It's all about bullying, cyberbullying, and how to keep our children safe in this tech-obsessed society. You don't want to miss this interview, and we're going to give you some tips and help you out, parents. We're with you. I go through the same struggles you do. And we're going to talk to her and get some really good advice. We hope, right? want to do a shout-out to our Chicago Cubs for winning the World Series. I know we already talked about this, but let's not forget this. Can you believe has it been 2.5 weeks? Almost 3 weeks since the Cubs won the World Series? used to say it's been 108 years since the Cubs won the World Series. Oh, my goodness. Speaking of our Cubs, they did it again. And Michael Reiser, your song was awesome. I was thinking about playing it, but it's kind of like they already did it, so your song is outdated. Can you believe it? Michael Reiser with the Michael Reiser Band, the song Cubs Will Do It Again. He's got to write a new Cubs song. He's just got to. We'll do it. We'll do it, you know, 2 years in a row. Can we do that? Is that pushing it? All right. Enough with the giggling here. I'm excited. It's the holidays, and I'm glad you're all listening to The Good Show on Blog Talk Radio, WCKG, 1530 AM. Hello, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to The Good Show. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Molly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, that's not right. Try it again.
You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
That's better. What's wrong?
Hey, this is Vanilla Ice, and you're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show. Holla and pop your collar.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Okay, everybody, we are now in the second half hour of the Dolly McCarthy Show, and I promised you good guests today. I always promise you that. Do I ever disappoint? We had a fun time talking with Emma over at Naper Settlement, all the great things that are going to be happening this holiday season. Now we're going to kind of shift gears a little. We're going to talk about something a little serious. not sad or depressing. That's not going to be too bad, but you got to know this stuff. You got to talk about these things because I'm all about educating ourselves and especially when it comes to how to be a better parent, how to be an advocate for our children. Herta Feely is the co-author of Safe Kids Worldwide, and she's the author of a new book called Saving Phoebe Murrow. And she joins us now to talk about cyberbullying, bullying, the struggles that our children have, that they face, and how parents and educators and community leaders are struggling to deal with this on a daily basis. So we're really thrilled to have her on the show now to talk about this because we need experts to help us through this. So she tells the story in Saving Phoebe Murrow, a story of the devastating impact social media can have on a teen girls. And in the story, Isabel, she's a D.C. lawyer. She does everything she can to keep Phoebe from harm, but fails when the mysterious Shane appears on Facebook and flirts with their teenage daughter. Interesting. I got the book, and I can't wait to dive into it. Herta, sorry to tell you, I haven't had a chance to dive into this yet. I'm looking forward to the nice long holiday weekend ahead we're going to have next week to dive into this as I'm putting up Christmas decorations. But I mean, right. Herta, thank you so much for coming on the show. Thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you, Dolly. It's great to be on the show.
Wow. Well, you know, tell us a little bit about yourself and your book, Saving Phoebe Murrow.
Sure. I think maybe the most compelling thing about the story of how Saving Phoebe Murrow came to be was that I was reading an article in the Washington Post way back in 2008, and it told the story of a girl named Megan Meyer who committed suicide after being cyberbullied. And I was especially moved by this story. I mean, first of all, it's a 13-year-old girl, and, you know, why would people cyberbully her? But what I discovered in the course of this story was that the lead person who was persecuting her, a kid named Josh Evans, was actually not a boy. He was a 47-year-old mom, somebody who knew Megan, who was a neighbor of Megan. Her daughter had been friends with Megan, and she did this. And I thought, how could somebody possibly do this to a child? And so, you know, I started thinking about it. I started to learn a little bit about social media. I have to say I was, you know, pretty backward in my social media use at that point. And characters came into my head, and pretty soon I was writing the novel, and now the novel is published. And I do have at the back of the book, oh, and by the way, the novel is not Megan Meyer's story. It's very different, but it does touch on all these issues. It does involve cyberbullying. It involves mother-daughter relationships. And at the back of the book, I have information, special information on cyberbullying prevention, what, you know, some of the things that parents need to know, and, you know, some resources. So I hope to trigger or stimulate conversation among parents and women about social media use, and what they can do to help their children, how they can monitor things, how they can, you know, get on top of it, because I think a lot of parents don't realize how involved they need to be.
I agree, or they don't think it's their place. Isn't that odd?
Yes. It is odd.
You know, I was telling a group of friends that I randomly call on my kids and I say, hand me your phone. They don't like it. They don't like it.
Right.
I don't do it that often.
I'm sure.
I don't do that often. I think I've done it. I think I've done it once or twice in their high school years. But to them, they're like, okay, mom's going to be checking my phone, and it's always in their head. So I'm hoping that that's always in their head, and they've been good.
Right.
And but, you know, bullying, and they haven't been bullied, but I'm protecting them both ways. But parents look at me like I had three eyes. How could you do that?
Oh, my gosh.
Their privacy. Listen, they're not a private citizen. They're living under
my
roof.
You're paying the bill.
Right.
Oh my gosh, you absolutely, and
no,
you
I'm
know,
kidding.
The
but
thing that's really good about
think it's awful to do that. Why is it that these parents think that I have no right to do that? That I'm violating their privacy? Do they understand that we have to protect these kids? With the parents,
well, I think
first.
I think the question to ask them maybe is, well, you know, when your children were small, didn't you determine to great extent what they were going to be eating, how they were going to be conducting themselves, you know, with their friends, teaching them all manner of things, right? And you're teaching them about things like traffic safety and how to be safe in that arena, how to be safe in the world. And nowadays, being safe in the world includes social media and using electronic devices. Because God forbid that your kid should be the one that gets cyberbullied. And actually, there are the numbers, the statistics on cyberbullying are huge. People, there are approximately, some statistics say, something like half of all teens get cyberbullied at some point. That doesn't mean that it, you know, goes on and on, but it can be, it can cause anxiety and depression, and obviously in extreme cases, there are children who have committed suicide. So I think it's really good that you do that and that you do it honestly and openly. That's the way to do it, according to all the experts, because that means they trust you, you know, that you have their best interest at heart.
So what other things should parents do to protect their children from cyberbullying? Besides grabbing, I take the phone. But besides that, and then I know there should be conversations, right? But what other things can parents do?
Well, I think, first of all, one of the problems is that a lot of parents did not grow up using social media. So they feel a little bit awkward and they're not, you know, they don't know what they could or should be doing. They even don't know what the social media apps are. So I think the first thing that you need to do as a parent of children and teens these days is to educate yourself about all of the online issues and, you know, where to go. You go to the internet. For example, there is an article that I found online, and it's called 16 Apps and Websites Kids Are Heading to After Facebook. And it goes through all the different social media apps that exist, and it tells you which age group kid they target. It tells you, you know, what the risks are, what the sort of scary things are, what the positive aspects are, and then that can help you decide whether that particular app, you know, whether it's Instagram or Snapchat or Kik Messenger or Facebook, whatever it is, you need to play a role in helping decide which social media apps are appropriate for your child. So that's just one example of something that I found. There are a number of organizations that you can find online. For example, the Megan Meyer Foundation is totally dedicated to preventing cyberbullying, but being a resource for parents, educators, and children about cyberbullying, what you can do, and also they're there to prevent suicide. There's also an organization called the Family Online Safety Institute, FOSI, and they're terrific. They are totally focused on this. And by the way, the Megan Meyer Foundation, that was started by Tina Meyer after her daughter Megan, the girl I was talking about earlier, committed suicide. And she is an incredible advocate and activist on behalf of children. So I think educating yourself is a huge first step. Then it's talking to your kids and, you know, let them teach you about what they're doing and what they're up to. Look at their photographs. Ask them to share with you. Once you kind of open up the door to a conversation about social media, I think it becomes much easier. I think it's important for parents, believe it or not, to actually teach their children appropriate online behavior and teach them proper posts. You know, for example, is your child posting something that's mean? You don't want them to do that. You want them to have a positive experience. So tell them to ask themselves, you know, is this kind? Is this necessary? You know, what is this the kind of thing that you can show grandma? Another thing that I think is really important is a lot of times, you know, people post things that are showing how much fun they have. So sometimes kids and even adults feel like, oh my gosh, everybody else's life is so wonderful except mine. Just remind them that what might look so glamorous and fun, in reality, everybody has gloomy days. They just may not be sharing it on social media. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, right. Absolutely not. Yes, and it's,
you know,
nice. That's, I mean, not nice. That's a good thing. That's a good tip. Nice tip there. Remind our children that that's not reality. That's not 24/7
right.
reality in her world or his world. And not that you don't, not that you want to see the bad, not that you want to hear about all the bad that's happening, but this is not the appropriate, realistic, real world
exactly.
go-to place, Facebook
right.
and these social media sites. So it is a good reminder to our children. I think it will give them such relief to know that we're all human. We all make mistakes.
Yes.
We're talking to Herta Feely,
exactly.
who is the author of Saving C.B. Murrow, and great book, great read with lots of resources to help you parents on how to protect our children. We are the adults here. We are the advocates. We are their parents. We need to protect them. Besides, you know, watching and looking at their social media, having conversations with them, glancing at their phone. What are some things that kids themselves can do? Tips that we can give kids, like if they think they're being bullied,
well,
how should they handle that?
Okay,
a lot of times
they
close the book, they delete, and they walk away. But there are certain things that they should say to be a little assertive and say that wasn't nice. I mean, does that sound like a mother?
definitely.
No,
definitely.
You call people out on it. You know.
Yeah. Okay. You know, one thing that I didn't mention that I think is so important to tell children and also for us to remember, and that is that what takes a second to write can have long-lasting consequences. It can go, if you send a photo of yourself that you think is only going to this one boy, oh my gosh, it could go viral. You know, just remember, whatever you send is something that could haunt you forever. So that's something to be very, very careful about. And sometimes it is what we send that can trigger cyberbullying, which is never an appropriate response. So a few things on cyberbullying. If a child is being cyberbullied, let them know, first of all, as tempting as it is, do not engage with the cyberbully. Don't write back. Get off of that social media app immediately. End your session. Possibly even turn off your phone or your computer or whatever. Tell an adult what's happening. And if you are a friend and you know what's happening, tell your friend, get off of that, you know, telephone or whatever. Be supportive of them. So I think those are just a few kind of very basic things. And I can't really think of anything else at the moment. I'm sure there are 10 other things that I should be telling you. But it is a kind of scary world in that way, because this is one really important thing. So in the old days, you know, bullies were at school and you left school and you left your bully behind. Now with social media, bullying can happen 24/7 and it's all around you. And I think that's what makes it so much more dangerous and caustic and can affect kids so much more deeply, because they sort of can't get rid of it. So another thing that you can do is almost every social media app, if people are posting nasty things, you can A, report it, but B, you can remove it. You can have it removed or you can remove it. These are things that you can, you know, find out about, whether it's on Facebook or, well, Snapchat, the messages disappear. But, you know, somebody can do a screenshot of it. So you need to know what your rights are. And that's a really important piece. And I have to say,
wow,
I apologize to all parents, because we're adding one more thing to an already long list of things that we need to do as parents. But I think that once you start doing it, you'll feel more comfortable and you'll feel happy. You know, once you set those ground rules and you enforce those ground rules with your kids.
Well said, that's for sure. Well, Herta, we really appreciate all the advice and the tips and the information that you're giving us as parents and educators, and even some of the teenagers listening to this show. But now let's talk about your book specifically. It's very, it's a domestic drama. Tell us,
yes,
you know, the premise of the book and, you know, some of the characters. You're
yeah.
talking about a teenage daughter and a mother
yes.
in this book. It's
yes.
Very
yes.
interesting.
So, yeah, so there are two moms, two sort of focal point moms, Isabel, who, as you mentioned, is a D.C. lawyer and works very hard and is trying to balance home, family, and work, career. And then there is Sandy, who is a stay-at-home mom with a stay-at-home business. She sells a product called Slenderella, which I made up. It's a high-protein weight loss drink. So you have two moms who, one, Isabel, is very, she's sort of maybe a little overly controlling, a little too rigid, very protective. And Sandy, who is very relaxed and maybe pushing her daughter to be popular. And these two women are very much at odds with one another, both in terms of how to raise children and just kind of with each other. And I don't think I did it completely intentionally, but I think it was a good thing to do to have these two moms at opposite ends of the parenting spectrum, because again, you know, if a group of moms get together and they read this book, at the end of it, I would love to hear their thoughts on, you know, did you like Isabel's parenting style, or did you like Sandy's, or did you not like either one, or, you know, to talk about specific incidents in the story of what the moms do. So that's one very kind of key component. It's also, there's kind of a huge drama that unfolds because these two women don't like each other. And so I kind of bring the whole idea of mean girls into the story. So that's happening at Phoebe's, within Phoebe's circle of friends, you see some mean girls. But we also see women behaving in a way that is you know, less than admirable. And how much are those women acting as role models? And, you know, so that's another element in the story. Phoebe is a wonderful, smart, lovely girl, and she cuts because the pain at times is too deep. So that's another aspect of things that are explored in the story. And of course, there's social media, and there is this mysterious Shane that appears on Facebook and flirts with Phoebe. And in the opening chapter, we experience a cyberbullying episode. And then we go back in time a couple of months, and we learn about all the events that led up to that. And then there's a kind of climactic moment, and then we learn about what happened after that climactic moment. So that, you know, without giving it away.
Yeah, that's a lot there. Hey, were you writing it all from personal experience at all? But you mentioned, you know, the mother, the daughter. Do you have daughters of your own?
Oh,
is sadly all too common with our teens.
Right. So I have two sons. They're 26 and 28. So I kind of escaped the whole, you know, we were just a little behind the whole social media curve, which I'm really grateful for. I do not have daughters. I have friends who have daughters, and, you know, I've witnessed some of that. But I think that I drew on my own experience as a girl and as a daughter. You know,
who knows?
So,
you might have granddaughter someday.
So, I hope so.
My point being that if you're listening, to the show and you say, "Whoa, I made it too," because my oldest, oddly enough, yesterday my eldest, he's going to be 21 in June. I can't believe I have a 20-year-old going to be 21. I know that sounds funny.
Congratulations.
But it's just, you know, but he was telling me, "Mom, I was lucky that I was part of the last generation that didn't have to deal with all that social media." He had a little bit of it in high school. But most boys, they don't really get into the social media. But like my daughters, you know, the selfies are killing me right now. But anyway,
my God.
You know, so if you think that you have dodged this, don't, you know, hey, be careful because you got grandchildren. And you know what? Even if you don't have grandchildren or children, it's your responsibility. I can say this. It's my own show.
Sure.
It's your responsibility in society that we take care of each other. I end the show every week saying take care of each other, be good to each other. And
yes,
the more good messages that we send out, the more times we remind our children to be nice. I don't think I've heard
absolutely
that. Mom saying that to anyone older than four. Mom's there.
I think
be brave. There's nothing wrong with being nice. It doesn't mean you're weak.
No, absolutely not. We need to be kind and we need to be nice to each other. Absolutely. We would have a much better world if we, you know, practiced a lot more kindness. You know, every time that I do this occasionally, I honk the horn and then I think, oh my gosh, you know, stop that. It's the little things sometimes, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
But,
well,
you know, if people are interested in anything about me or the book or ordering the book's certainly available on Amazon. My website, if I might mention that, is www.hertafeely.com. That's H-E-R-T-A, Feely, F-E-E-L-Y.com. And by the way, tomorrow on Twitter, that my UK publisher is actually doing kind of a live lunch with the author, and they've got questions, and then they've got my video answers. So I'm going to be tweeting that and retweeting it. My Twitter handle is at Hertafeely, and my publisher is at Bonyer Zafra. So I'm going to see. Are you on Twitter, Dolly?
I'm on Twitter at The Good Show. The Dolly McCarthy Show is called The Good Show on Twitter. I couldn't get the Twitter handle The Dolly McCarthy Show. So our nickname on the show is The Good Show. I'll be looking for that. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, we've been talking to Herta Feely, who's the co-founder of Safe Kids Worldwide, leading expert on cyberbullying and sexting and social media. And what a great conversation we've had with you, Herta. Thank you so much. And I want to mention, too, that her work with the Megan Meyer Foundation, which they recently hosted a book launch for event for her, part of Saving Phoebe Murrow's proceeds are being donated to the Megan Meyer Foundation. I wish we had more time to dive in and find out what exactly or what the foundation is doing. I can imagine what they're doing, obviously, to prevent what had happened to Megan Meyer. But
we don't
have that much time. But, Herta, thank you so much. It's been wonderful talking to you. Good luck with the book. And
thank you, Dolly.
I'd love to have you back on.
Thank you for
having
me.
Bye-bye now.
Happy Thanksgiving. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
And now it's time to end the show on a good note. Stay positive, everybody. Be good to each other. And please, if you haven't done so already, please like the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook and follow me on Twitter. All right. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving, everybody. Thanks for listening, and I'll be back in 2 weeks. Take care now. Bye bye.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.